Chof Hei Med Beis, the second line. The Mishnah we had, Yorad Litvail, Im Yocher Lalois Aliskasois Velikrois, Ashloi Tehei Neitzach Hame, Yalav Yiskasa Beyikra. If he can make it outside of the mikveh to lay in Krishma before the Neitzach Hame, he should do that. Im Lav Yiskasa Bemayim Beyikra. Or else he should lay in Krishma in the water. So the Gemara asks, why is the Tana Mahadar on the Neitzach Hame? Leima Tana Stame, Kirab Elezer, the Omar Ad HaNeitzach Hame. So it seems we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elezer. We have a Stam Mishnah according to Rabbi Elezer, so Mestame Alochi Kemoisai. That's why the Tana was Mahadar on the Neitzach Hame. So the Gemara says, Afilu Taimer Rabbi Yeshua. Could be the Mishnah is going even according to Rabbi Yeshua that holds that this man kriyishme is at sholish shoyis, v'dulme kivasikin, and he's saying, a person who's in the mikveh, and he's noyig like the vasikin, is that what he should do? The Omar Rabbi Yechanin, vasikin, oyu gaimrim oysa im honeitzacham. Rashi, reimatan is stomik rabeleza, vahalochi kemoysa, dulme le vasikin kamra masnisim im honeitzacham. Maybe the Mishnah means according to the vasikin, avalukul alme. If a person does not have the minig or is not in the dog of the vasikin, ad sholei shoy. Beim lav. But what is if he's not unable to get out of the mikveh before the neitzach hameh? So the next alternative is, yiskase b'mayim v'yikra. So the Gemara asks, v'alei liboy roye eselve, how is he allowed to be mechase b'mayim? It's liboy roye eselve. And that is also, Omar Abelozo, Vitaimer Rab Ache Barabe, the Mishnah Berurah says the whole Isser of Liber Roye Selve is at the Rabbonim. But Al Koponim, it's Liber Roye Selve. Omar Abelozo, Vitaimer Rab Ache Barabe, Barache Mishim Rabbeinu, B'mayim Akurim Shonu. The Domu Ka'ares Michte, Shulayire Liber Ervosai. The Gemara, the Mlayarayim asks a shayla. Before we come to what the Gemara bothered, the Mlayarayim asks a shayla. And the problem from Liboy Roya Esa Erve, that means if the Lev and the Erve are both underneath the water, and it's Mayim Tzlulim, so then there's no chatzitze between the erve and the leiv. Let's start a little bit before. The Gemara eskale liboy roye esa erve. What about the problem about loy einov roye esa erve? Just like there's an issa liboy roye esa erve, even though the leiv isn't seeing it, so there's an issa of einav roye esa erve, if there's no dover hamapsik, so there's a problem of einav roye esa erve. Like we had before, the person is lying in bed, and it's too cold to stick his head out of the blanket, so it's chaitzitz bit atzavori. There's a problem of einav roye esa erve. Why did the Gemara jump to the leiv? So the Gemara knew, no problem, because the Einayim are outside of the water. So Memele, so that's called a Chatzitze. So the Mayim, even though the Mayim Tlulim, but since the Mayim is covering from, let's say, from his neck down, and the Roish is out of the water, so there's no problem of Einov Roish Esa Erve. The Mayim is Chatzitze. No, the problem is Liboy Roish Erve, but the Leiv is together with the Erva under the water, so then there's a problem of Liba Rayas Erva. So the Maloya Rayim asks a Shaila, so just like we took the Enayim out of the water, let's take the Lev out of the water. I mean, what's the problem? We change the cleanliness of the mikveh, we make it Mayim Akurim in order to solve this problem. Let us say the Eitz is that the Lev is out of the water also. So the Maloya Rayim says, a very poshita teret, he says, no, Because the whole maila of a seeking is, they have to be saimach, gula l'tfila, they have to daven there also. And we learned in Dabchot Hayamad Aleph, Ava l'tfila, Ache yechasa esliboy. One is not permitted to daven if the lev is megula. So we have to stick the lev under the water. The minute we stick the lev under the water, so now we have a problem of libe reyesel. But that's how the whole kasha begins. It's really beautiful. But then, the second time I looked at it, so I hear a kasha. We mentioned the Rabbeinu Yonah says, on our Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, let me again mention the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says on the Mishnah as follows. V'chose, he says, Yiskasa b'mayim v'yikro. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, V'chose diktikul chachomim b'krishme b'zman l'chatchile, k'day sh'loi taver honei tzachamo, and v'loi choshishu l'ma sh'loi ha'yesoymech gulu l'tfile, v'loi tzrichu l'aloi sol iskazes ala shikha b'soy chamayim. The Rabbeinu Yonah is mispoil what the Indian is of krishme b'zmano, that's k'day to learn krishme b'zmano, even though he wasn't soymech gulu l'tfile. So from the Rabbeinu Yonah, why it is that way, veisach nish. About Koponim, from the Rabbeinu Yonah, it would seem that he did not daven Shemayna Esrei in the water. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Afal Pikein, it's a chiddush that he permitted to lay Krishme Kivasikin, even though they were medagdik, dikdik hosa, dikdik hachamim be Krishme bezmano, they shloi tava, hanei tzachama, bloi choshi shalma shloi yaseimach gulu litvilim. They trichu lausus kasais, he should learn Krishma now, Shikra B'Soy Chamayim. So Al Koponim, it would seem from the Rabbeinu Yonah that he did not daven in the mikveh. I don't know why. So then, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, so we're back to the Malay Reims Kasha, so let's take the lave out of the water. But Al Koponim, it seems there's some type of a contradiction between the Malay HaRoyim and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So, Al Koponim, the lathe is in the mat. So now the Gemara is like, so there's a problem. So, Liboy Royes Elve. Omar Abelozo Viteimer Rabache Barabe Barache Mishum Rabbeinu B'mayim Akurim Shonu. The Domu Ka'ares Michte. That we're speaking about, that the water is Mayim Akurim, it is dirty water. So Mamela, dirty water is like he's covered up with dirt. So that's called a hefsek between the lave and the elve. Shulayire liboy ervosai. It is brought down by mayim tzlulim. If one is mayim tzlulim, one can be oicher beraglov, but there's a machloikis apoiskim. When a oicher beraglov will help, if he can churn the water, if that will help the situation. Others, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machloikis. Others say oicher beraglov helps only if not he's in the swimming pool. If he's in the swimming pool and the water is clean, so that what the water churns a little bit does not consider an akire. Oicher beraglov will only help if you have a mud pool. That means the mud settled. So the oicher beraglov, so then the surrounding mud will contribute to the akira samayim. And others hold that churning the water alone is also sufficient. Tono, let's see Rashi, vale liboy royesa elvo, pasalka daitach kol evel. So Rashi seems to say over here, that the Gemara is not only specifying out the din liba reisel, because al kadaitach kol eivel she'ein dalkoi li reises ha'elve v'roya oiso b'sho she'keire b'teire kirinem bei v'lo yiro b'cho ervas dovo. Yeah. Tana Rabon. Mayim tzlulim Yoshebem atzavorei v'koirei. V'yeshemrim oichem oichem beragloi. V'tanekame Tamayim from Yeshe Bem Atzavori Bekoyre. Tamayim Tlulim, it's enough that Yeshe Bem Atzavori Bekoyre. V'yesha Imrim Oicham Beraglo. Here's the din of Akira Beraglo, which you mentioned the Machloikis before, because you need Oicham Beraglo out the Chesorin of Liboy Royese Elde. V'tane Kame Vare Liboy Royese Elde. Kasova Liboy Royese Elde Muta. He holds there's no Isser of Liboy Royese Elde. The Akev, the heel of the foot, which is mamish opposite the Erve, it's mechuvim keneged the Erve, and the Akev is roye es Erve, so what's with that? Kosova, ikvoi roye es Erve muta. The Tana holds that there's no difference, liboy and ikvoi. Itma. Ikvoi roye es Erve muta. That is muta. Negeya abay, if the Akev is touching the Erve, Abaye Omar Oser, Verova Omar Muta. Is the Machloikis Abaye Verova if the Akev is Negeya the Erve. Rav Zvid Masnilo Lohoshmai Tehochi. Rav Chinine Bereid Ravike Masnilo Hochi. Negeya Divrei Hakel Oser. Ikvai Negeya be Erve, everyone holds it so. Roye, Abaye Omar Oser, Rova Omar Muter, Loinitna Teire, Lamaloch Ayashori. So therefore, Ikvoi Roye Se Elbe is Muter. The Hilchese and the Loch is Negeya is Oser, Roye is Muter. Let us see Rashi, Loinitna Teire, Lamaloch Ayashori, She'ein Lahem Elbe, Al kolcheinu yesh lanu erve, ben onu yecheilem lehishomer mikol ze. So, it is in Yesod, it would be too difficult for us to make a shmire that all evorim, which are not rogil lirais esa erva, when a dvar teire should be said, the erva has to be mechuse from these evorim. So therefore we paskin, ikvei roi esa erva is muta. Let us see Taisvit. V'arei liboy roye es ha'erve. Perish ri midaporech gemore hochi. Bepshites. Mash midaliboy roye es ha'erve osa. Rashi said the kasha was the maxnel kol eivo shein da'ka liroy es ha'erve. The Rishi says no, the gemore's kasha was liboy roye es ha'erve. So why is the gemore el bepshites we pass them like the yesh oimrim and that chabdaldam a base that libe reis erbe zota. Elo de rabbeinu shmaye talmidei shal rashi posa ketane kame de libe reis erbe muta. Umiyu besomach mashme da osa de loy pligi hane yame roim the whole amach loike in roye was according to the second lotion ala be ikme reis erbe. Avo be libe reis erbe kula alme moide da osa. The chaymer of liboy over ikvoy. So there are three svaris why the leiv is more chomer. One svara is because the shita mekubetza says that einay naus shetehei ervosai megule kineged eivorov hanichbodin. That the Erva should not be begule opposite Eivorim HaNichbodim V'liboy Eiver Nichbod. From its Einoi V'liboy, that's Eivorim HaNichbodim, and it's not noise Shetayavosei Begule Keneged these Eivorim. The Rashbat says, HaTeire Hikpido Al Riyas HaLeiv Shenema B'leisasur Reach L'Lavavchem. And the Magia wonders if the Rashbat Taka holds that Libay Roye Se Elve is also min HaTeire mid Rabon and HaTeire Ikpido. Mishle Brura brings down a third Mekoyer, Umetzinu Loshin Riye Beleib, Kedersi Velibi Ro Harbei Chochme. So it seems it says Leiro Bucha Elvas Dovo, so it means it shouldn't be seen to any Eve that's a Baal Riye. So since the Leib is a Baal Riye, Libi Ro Harbei Chochme, so therefore, that's what we pass in Libay Royes Ha'elve is Oser, Ben Elve Didei, Ben Elve Bechadele. The Hilchese, the next Taisvis, Negeya, Ikvoi Oser.
v'taime. So Tosfos says, why is negeya ikvoy osa, the gozrinin negeya ikvoy shema yiga biyodo. Now, the iser of shema yiga biyodo, the Beis Yosef in Simenai and Dalet explains as follows. If a person is negeya biyodo erbo soya elvas chaveiroi, so that's klor osi lidehiru. Umipnei hayodayim gozru bishari vorim, avogav bloi osi benigiyosom lidehiru. That's how the Beis Yosef explains Tosfos. Hastis, the negiye is matrit kavonoso, and therefore it's also to be kaire krishme bishas negiye. And the other, and the halach is not only ikvoi negiye se'erve, kol eivorov, which are negiye se'erve, is also a gzeira fulu di yerechayim, it's also liga be'erve, bishas krishma gzeira otu yodoy. Omar Rove, Tsoya ba Ashoshis Muta Likrois Krishma Kenegdo. If there is Tsoya that is covered, there is a type of Ashoshis as a lantern, or there's a Mechitza Shal Schuchis that is covering the Tsoya, Muta Likrois Krishma Kenegdo. Elvo ba Ashoshis, also Likrois Krishma Kenegdo. If there is a window, and from the other side of the window, there one can see an erve, it's also likreis krishma kenegda. What is the difference? Tsoya ba'ashoshis muta likreis krishma kenegda, the tsoya bekisi talya milsa. Tsoya is dependent on kisui. V'homichsaya, it's covered. Even though it's transparent and one can see through the covering, as long as it's covered, there's no iser. Erva ba'ashosh is also likreis krishma kenegdo, lo yiro becho ervas dovar omar rachmone, by erva the iser is riye behokom is chazi. Now, before we explain this gemara, just let us see the seems the rift at a different girsa in this gemara. The Rif and Daf Yedzayin Amid Aleph says as follows. The third line from the top, the Gemara makes the difference between Erve and Tsoya. So the Gemara asks, my time, what is the difference between Erve and Tsoya? Hosam vohoyo machnecho kodisham rachmone vohoike. The Rif brings down a different pasuk. The Rif does not bring down the pasuk of Vikisisa. The Rif brings down the pasuk for Hoya Machnecha Kodisham Rachmane Vohoike. So I thought, and then later I saw that the Rosh Yosef says this, that these two girsois are dependent on the machlokes of the Rashba and the Rosh, which we mentioned yesterday. He mentioned yesterday that the Rashba holds that Tsoye is also an Isser of Riyah. Lo yira becho ervas dova also applies to Tsoye. If a person sees the Tsoye, even though it's in a different Rishus, it's also. And that's the Shittas Rashba. And the Rosh holds, as long as it's in a different Rishus, even though he sees the Tsoye, the whole problem is Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. In my machnes kodesh, I see the tzoye, there's no iser of riyas tzoye, the whole iser is only that the tzoye should not be in your machne. And the lechayre, the greatest raya to the rosh, is the din of tzoye ba'ashoshis. Tzoye ba'ashoshis is muta, even though there's a riyah. So the Rif's girse is very much masim, it stems very much with the rosh. It's this. The Gemara makes the difference between Erve and Tsoye is v'lo yiro b'cho Erves dovo by Erve toli in Rie. So Memele Ashoshis will not help the situation because it's see-through, it's transparent. Over here it is not toli in Rie. That's l'cheira the Ivra and the Gemara. Boy, only we need the Kedusha Samachne. So if it's covered, it seems it does not, if it's mechusa in the machne, so it does not stir the kedushas hamachne. But, so therefore the difference is, the, here you only need machnecho kodesh, so the kisui ensures the kedushas hamachne. It's like a mechitza, similar to a mechitza, or it's like you're taking it out of the machne. It is not soisa the kedushas hamachne. But if here there's a problem of riyah, so riyah shoshis will not help. That is l'chayra the girsa of the rit. Our girsa is l'chayra the girsa of the Rashban. The Rashban taka brings down this girsa. That means the teretz isn't that here's riyah. V'leirah v'erav esdova machmoneh v'okam eschazi. So l'chayra you have the same problem by tzoya also. So the Gemara answers, no, by Tzoya there's a new Eitzah. Because Tzoya bekisei toli milse. And the Rashba explains this Gemara as follows. That the whole Issa of Riyat Tzoya is only by Tzoya megula. Tzoya mechuse, there's no Issa bechlal. It seems the kisui lemaisa is mafkiya the shame Tzoya legabi all the halachas that Tzoya has. Legabi the kedusha samachna, legabi the yisariyah. Tzoya bekisi toli milsa. That means the shame tzoya is toli when it's megula. As long as it's mechusa, it loses the shame tzoya. Masha ain't came here, it's toli v'lo yiroh b'cha ervas dova. So l'chayrat, these two gilsois are toli in the machlekes, the Rashba and the Rosh. Bashoshis, lantilne belaz kloima mechitzes chuchis oiklav bak, Mavsik bentayim vehinirit, and one can see the elbow that say bekisi toli milsa Rashi the Rashba's gilsa vechisi so asay osecha. Amar Rabbi, tzoye kolshu. If a person has a small amount of tzoye. And he wants to learn Krishna, and what does one do with the Tzoya? Mevatlo beroik. So he can be mevatlo, this Tzoya beroik. What does Rashi say? Kol shehu ma'at. So if it's only a ma'at Tzoya that one has to be mechase beroik, roike kolel. So he spits on it, u'mechase oiso beroik. If bekisui tol yemilse, by Tzoya, it is sufficient that it is covered. So Roik is also considered a covering. Omarove uberoik ovo. But the Roik should not be a Roik tzolu. The Roik should be a Roik ovo. The Magen Avraham brings down that if one will cover tzoya with water, it will not help. And the Yechayin bin Yagai, the Tashbat, also seems to say the same thing. The Tashbat says as follows. We need roik ova. It is a thick consistency. Roik she'enei ova, enei doime la'ashoshes. The ashoshis chashive v'loi botla, even though it's transparent. So it's called the kisi. Avol roik kol she'enoi ova botla legabi tzoye. That means if you have transparent roik, it doesn't have any consistency, so it's botla to the tzoye, v'chashive migule, kivin sheniris mitoich sheharoik tzolo. That means you have to have some sort of consistency, some sort of thickness, in order to be nechshav akisui. So memela roik tzolo is bottled to the tzoyin. It's since it's nilis mitoich shareich tzolo, so that's not called, it's not called a covering. Only roik ovo, or the Magen Avraham says mayim akurim will also be. Mayim akurim, that gufa, that since the mayim akurim accomplish that the tzoya is not nira now, so mamel, that gufa makes it's not bottled to the tzoya, it's accomplishing something. It's covering the tzoya. Or, a ashoshis, since that's a double choshis, even though it's completely transparent, but since it's called a double choshu, It's called a kisi ma'alye that does not become bottle to the tzoye, and that is considered a kisi. Now this din of roik ovo, so they bring down, the Rishonim bring down from the Yerushalmi, that this is only good, we have to understand this roik ovo lemaisa will become eventually nivla in the tzoye, so it won't last too long. So others say the best is if one can start learning, it's good for the Zman of learning Krishma, or at best it's good for Shemayna Esrei. But afterwards, one cannot be Seimech on the previous Rikika. The Rikika can only last a short amount of time. Omar Rove, Tzoya Beguma, there's Tzoya in Agume, Miniach Sandaloi Oleho Vekayre Krishma. So he's permitted to put his sandal over the gume. Now the gume is covered. V'kayre krishma. We're all speaking about that there's no reyach. If there's a reyach, so then all these kisuyim won't help. So there's no reyach. No, there's a din. Either I say the din al-choke from tzoye. So the sandal makes that it's mechuse. Meiniach sandaloi aleho v'kayre krishma. Boy mar berei de ravine, tsoya devuke besandoloi mai. What if the tsoya is dovuk besandoloi? Take. So now there's a machloikis of Rishonim how to learn pshat in the Gemara. There's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Raide. Rabbi Yehuda also brings down both shitas. The Rambam learns pshat that the shayla of the Gemara is, the shayla of the Gemara tzoye dvuke besandoloi mai, is we're speaking about the same case. We're speaking about the case that is a tzoye begume. And we assumed, so number one, let us say the first chiddush of Rove and the shayla of the Gemara. Miniach sandaloi oleho v'kayrei krishma. The chiddush is, what is the chiddush? We know that if a person is mechase tzoye, it's good. So why isn't the sandal considered a kisi? What's the chiddush of Rabbi? So here the Rosh speaks out that the chiddush is that one should not say that the sandal becomes bottle to the regel, and it's ki'ilu he was mechase beregel. Now, that seems a double poshet, the Maimon Motchei is medayik this, that let's speak about this then, without the sandal. There is a gume, and a person wants to cover the gume, he puts his foot over the gume. So that the Maimon Motchei is medayik, that will zicha not help. Even though the tzoye is mechuse, but it would seem that the tzoye has to be mechuse in his machne, the tzoye is facing his foot, that's not called its mechus and his machna. So his foot can zicha not be a kisi for the tzoye and his machna. That's poshut. So I would ever have amine that the sandal becomes bottle to the foot. So that's the first chiddush of Rava. Rava says, no, the sandal does not become bottle to the foot. Now, the shaila is, Dvuka, tzoye dvuke besandloi mai. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the svara is, since the sandal is his malbish, and the sandal is now noigeya in the tzoye, so that's cool that this is the sandal is his malbish, and this tzoye medubik to his malbush. So the shaila and the gemara is, so maybe this won't help. That means even though we had a loch at tzoya al b'soroi helps, or there's a shaila, there is a bazunder shaila of kol ha'neshama, because there it's mechuse. Masha'en ken over here, since his sandal is his malbush, and here there's a svara al kaponim, it should be gora. Mr. Brud, it doesn't explain more than that. Since it says malbush, and since it's, therefore there's a svar, it shouldn't be good. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but if he wants to have a Naisa, let him take off the sandal and then let him learn Krishna. Let him learn Krishna with the barefoot. He says, the whole Shaila over here is, since he's wearing the sandal and the Tzoye is Dovuk to his sandal, so there's a Svara, maybe it becomes like, maybe it's like Tzoye Biv Svara, Vesechnish, Avazoy Vait, that even though we say it Lagabi Shem Kisi, it doesn't become Botul Lagloi, but if the Tzoye is Dovuk to it, could be Lagabi, here's a din of Tzoye Biv Svara, maybe it does go into the din from Kolat Maisei Temarna. Or maybe it's even worse than that. About Kaponim, that is the Shaila of the Gemara according to the Ramba. The Raivet learns there's no Shaila whatsoever. If the Tzoye is the Gume, and the Sandal is covering the Gume, and the Tzoye is Dovik Le Sandal, there's no Shaila whatsoever. That's no problem. If it's Negeya, there the Shaila, it's Negeya, the Sandal, there's no Shaila. The Shaila of the Gemara is as follows. A person was walking in the street and he stepped on Tzoye. And now he's stepping down. And this Tzoye Dovuk B'Sandaloi. Not Negei, it's Dovuk B'Sandaloi. So the two Tzodim of the Shaila is as follows. This Rashba seems to be Mavaya. That should I say Ba'asher U'Shom, so now it's Mechusa. He says this whole Svore that Tzoye is Dovuk to his Malbush, since it's not Nira Le'Naim, they Bechlal didn't hold of such a Svore. So should I say, since now it's Mechusa, there's no problem. But since it's the Derech, when a person walks to be Magbiya the shoe, and then it will become Goli, so the Oifan HaKisui now is Oimid Lehigoloi, so it could be that doesn't now have a Teiras Kisui. The Stomel Lecheiretz HaDarabon and the Kisvore, about Kaponim, that is the Shaila according to the Raivet. Yeah. Further the Gemara. Oma Rav Yehuda. Akum orum osa likrais krishme kenegdoi. If there is opposite a person, a akum orum, an akum that's not mechuse, so one is not permitted to learn krishme kenegdoi. So the Gemara asks, my iria akum, that can akum you're not allowed to. Afilu Yisrael Nami. Everyone you're not allowed to. There's the din of Vohoye Machnecha Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Yisrael Pshita Lei Da'os. Ala Akum Itztach Lei. Ma'u De Teima Hoyul V'chsiv Buhu Asher B'sar Chamoyrim B'sorom. He says, by the Mitzrayim, it says, Asher B'sar Chamoyrim B'sorom. Eime Kachamoyer Ba'al Muhu. So it doesn't have a Teiris Erve. In the past it says, Le'ira b'cho ervas dovo, that what has a teiris erve. Kamash melo, de imu nami ikre erve, dechsi ve'ervas avihem le'iro. So l'chayre, I thought it's a meiro de kechidish in the Gemara. I says, there's a habamin of the Gemara, which one can understand, that psar chamayrim besorom, these are chamayrim, and it doesn't go into the category of le'ira b'cho ervas dovo. So the Gemara brings a raya that does have a shem erve. From who? From Noyah. Noyah. Atzushtel. Noyah, one will put in Noyah HaTzadik. The Gemara says Noyah learned Torah. And Noyah is a, so Noyah is not a chamoyer. But what's the raya that the goyim are not chamoyerim? It seems from the Gemara held that kol she'ein by kedushas Yisrael mekan zay noyach hatzadik, he falls into the category of besar chamoyrim besorom. But the meirdik mechudishik in the Gemara, that the Gemara did not make any difference between noyach hatzadik and besar chamoyrim. It seems that it's dependent in kedushas Yisrael. Now I saw something very interesting in the Rabbeinu Yoine. Haksiv, he brings down this Gemara. Haksiv bohu ve'ervas avihem leiro. Is therefore, so it's a raya that the erva of a ben noyach, and that yitzayin a medalith, and the Rabbeinu Yoin, haksiv bohu ve'ervas avihem leiro. So what does it say in Agamos? Agamos, Machadish, from this pasuk, we see that the Elva of Ben Noyach is also called an Elva. Yesh Noyagim, Bishash Em Moyolim Es HaKotn L'chasoysoy Bishash HaBroche. So others are Noyag by the Mila to be Mechase, the Elva of the Kotn Hanimo. Kidoy Shelo Yero Elvosoy, V'soymchim Al Zeh, and the Soymach an Agamore. So lechayin mekahat amayra dikekashe. What he needs our Gemara to tell me? What did he see in our Gemara? Our Gemara was mechadish that the elva of a goy is called an elva. Elva sabiyah. The elva of a ben noyach is called an elva. Here we're talking about the elva of a Yisrael. So v'soymchim al Gemara shalonu. You need our Gemara to tell me. Lady comes and speaks about the shalva of an Elvis cotton. Bechlal is a shame Elva. That's a scoople later. That is no shaykhus at all with our Gemara. He says he started from our Gemara. First he speaks about the Elva of a cotton b'shas mila, and Lady speaks about the Elva of a ger. He speaks about a ger also. No, a ger hotach to unze Gemara. A ger of a person, a ger is pshati, so the mila is on the erva of a goy, so we have to know, does the erva of a goy have a shame erva, or psach hamoyrim besorim. But when he starts clearing the shayl, he clears about an erva skot in Yisrael. So it seems from the Rabbeinu Yoina, a moyre dikizach, that before the mila, there's missing in Kedushas Yisrael. That's what seems like that. And he would ever have a mila, so maybe it's not called an erva. Now he says, but since we see that afilu an elva of a ben noyach is called an elva, no, it's a memela. From our Gemara we see, so even though before the bris, it also should have a same elva. So kaponim, that's the same chim al Gemara shalonu. It's meiridik. It seems that al kaponim we see the. I think that's Pshat Rabbeinu Yoin al kaponim. That the bris accomplishes that he gets kedushas Yisrael, which he did not have before. It says further, "V'loy yiskase loy b'mayim haroyim v'loy b'mei hamishre ad sheyatel l'soichon mayim." One should not cover himself b'mayim haroyim that has a mayim sruchim v'loy b'mei mishre ad sheyatel l'soichon mayim till he'll pour in water. So we're speaking about we have a mikveh, we have a body of water, and he's going to pour in water till. Till then it'll be allowed to like Krishna. So the Gemara asks, "V'kama maya rami v'yosel?" How much water can he pour in already? He'll pour in water. So it'll be mishane this body of water of mayim aroyim mayim sluchim. Elohi kama. No, the Mishnah is speaking about two different halachas. Lo yiskase loy b'mayim aroyim v'loy b'mei hamishre klal. One is not permitted to be mechas himself with mayim sruchim, and that is no eitzer. Umei raglayim, by mei raglayim, that is the din richuk of the aladamis, ad sheyato lesoichon, mayim v'yikro. Then he has to be matal mayim in the mei raglayim, and then he's permitted to lankish. Tana rabon, kamo yatil lesoichon, how much water is permissible to put into the mei raglayim, and then will be permitted to lank. Mayim kolshu. So the Tanakhama holds that a kolshu is also genug. He says, since the whole halacha of meiraglayim after its pirish is only at the rabbonon, so a kolshu mayim is enough to be mevatel the teiras meiraglayim. Rab Zakai oimer revis. Omer Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, machloikis lebesoy. The whole machloikis is, if one wants to add to the meiraglayim water, so then there's a machloikis, how much water does he have to put in? A revius or a kosher? Abel betchile. Or what if there was first water, and then the meiraglayim is going in the water, kolshein. What is the difference between the betchile and the soif? Because betchile, so we say, as soon as the meiraglayim comes in, so there's a halach of kama bottle, so there's a din bittel to all the meiraglayim that enters the that comes in contact with the mayim becomes bottle of kama bottle. Rav Yosef Amar, no, machloikis lechatchile. The whole machloikis is only lechatchile, And then also Rabbi Zakkai holds you need a revius. Aval lipsayif, divrei hakel, revius. But if there was a very mayor aglaim, everyone holds you need a revius. Omer Rabbi Yosef l'shamay, aiselei revius demaye, ki Rabbi Zakkai. Zot Rashi, וכמה מאיה רומי ויוזל, כמה ישליך לסויכם ויבטלם. והלוי מרובי מיין, the מים הרויים, there's a lot of מים הרויים, so how much water can he put in to be מסקת? ומאי רגליים מועטים, והם בכלי, והוא בו לקרויס קרישמה אצלום, so ממילא that's when מים, then I told us מים will help. לבסוי, שמאי רגליים בכלי, the מאי רגליים is here already. וזה נויסן לסויכם מים, בואו כמה רב זקאי רביעית. אבל לכתחילה שקודמי המים למי רגליים, דברי הקל כלשהו. Then everyone knows that a kosher was sufficient. שכשמטו מי רגליים בכלי לבסויף, רישן רישן שנויפו לסויך המים is bottle. Then you say כמה כמה bottle. ואף על פי שהם רבים והולכים, that למעשה... The Meir Aglaim is Nisraba over the Kolshu of the Mayim. Kvar Botlu, but I say Kama Kama Botlu. This is a Kula in Meir Aglaim. Aisle Riviyoso, Afilu Betchila. Tono Rabon. Geref Shal Rei Vaovit Shal Meir Aglaim. Osa Likra Is Krishma Kenegda. The kalim, which are asuyim, to hold rei on meir aglayim, also likra is krishma kenegdom, va'af al pi she'ein bahem kul. Even though at the present time, there's nothing in them, aba al koponim, it is also. Now the Rabbeinu Yoni says, amayra di kechidish, that even though, let's speak about ovid shol meir aglayim. Ovid shol meir aglayim, so even though the issa of Meir Aglaim, that one is not allowed to be Keire Krishma Kenegdoi, is only at the Rabbonon. That's what we learned yesterday, that there's a difference between Say Meir Aglaim. Aglaim Lacha Shapirish is only at the Rabbonon. But the Ovich of Meir Aglaim is also Minatayra. That's what the Rabbeinu Yoni says. And the Bir Aloche brings down two svaris why the Ovich is more chomo than the Meir Aglaim. One svore is that the ovid shall meir aglayim, since it's also kiseida to hold meir aglayim, so there is in this ovid a tremendous sirchoin. It becomes very mizuhim. So this is a halacha of tzoye. Masriach harbe, he says, v'nidoin ketzoye. Meir aglayim alone, atolos meir aglayim alone is not masriach harbe. And that can bring down if a person will have a lot of meir aglayim, which is masriach harbe, so you lost your kula of meir aglayim. That's like soya. This is masriach harbe, so this is soya. This is so meir aglayim is darabona. Soya is a daraisa. It becomes soya through that it's masriach harbe. That's one mahalach. And another mahalach, he says, because that it gets a din of a beis akise. That means that the Meir Aglaim is also, but they say, no, it's a Beis Akisei. A Beis Akisei, a Mokim, that's also to hold Soya, that's a Besunder Issa. And that's also Minatera. A Beis Akisei is also Minatera, Meir Aglaim is also Midarabon. Now, there's a very interesting Bir Haloche, which is very much Negeye, Dachstach Mir, to our bathroom. The Bir Haloche brings down the Amogen Avraham. Magen Avraham said, if a person was careful, and whenever he used this ovid shel meir aglayim, he was always matal a revius of mayim also, so then the ovid is mutter. So he's matal the ovid. So at first the Mishnah Berurah looks at him and says, he doesn't understand what mayim shmita leitzar asina. This whole heter of revius is by meir aglayim derabonon. So meir aglayim derabonon, it's a heter of a revius mayim. But here you have an ovid shel meir aglayim. How does this help the situation? So he says, could be the Magen Avraham means he always puts in a revius, and so we'll say, according to the first time, that becomes mezuim masriach harbei is so the water helps that it doesn't become. That's what the Magen Avraham means. The Magen Avraham means that the revi is accomplished, that he never left it there. Speaking about an ovid shel cheres, which is beileya, but he never left it. He always put in water, and the water accomplished that the ovid was never koilet the reyach of the meirag lime. So there, it doesn't have a shame tzoyet. Fine, that's a practical. I mean, the metzias is like that. It is like that. Fine. But he asks a kashe, but if you learn according to the second pshat, that the iser d'arayis is alt beis akisei, so what's the heter of putting in the revi'is? So the biraloche says, im b'chol pam nosan boi revi'is mayim, loi hinichoi lehisyacheid lebeis akisei. So pshat is, I never let that it should become a beis akisei, because I always put in water. So Mamela, we see from this Bira Loche, the Chazainisha is a Shaila, and our Botekisois of Hezat. Automatically, the Tzoya was Nizgalgal out of that Rishus. It never remained in the Rishus. So that's not called a Beis Akisei. Our Botekisois, even though it's also goes out of the Rishus, it doesn't remain in the Rishus, but one has to do a pool, he has to flush the toilet in order to take it out. So the Chazainish has a Shaila, maybe that doesn't help the situation. Maybe it still has a basic kisei because one has to do a pool to take it out. But l'chayre, we have a raya brure from this Biraloche. The Biraloche is speaking about that the Isser of Ovid is als basic kisei, and it's an Isser d'Yeraise. And he says, Pshat Morgan Avrom, since he always puts in, he also has to do a pulet, not von sich allein. He always puts in a revius of mayim. So he says, so it's lehinis yachayd, it never became lehinichay lehis yachayd lebeis akisei. If that's what I always do a pulet to make sure that the meraglaim should not remain in the keli, that alone makes it that never gets Hashem beis akisei. So l'chayre, that what one always flushes, l'chayre shouldn't be worse than this. Umeir aglayim atzma, the meir aglayim alone, ad sheyata l'soichon mayim. There, in order to be mutter, one has to put mayim in it. V'kama yata l'soichon mayim, how much should he put in? Kol shu. Chabzaka yayma revis. That was the machlokes we had before. Let us see the Mishnah, the Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Geref v'ovid, shneim klicheres, eh? So Rashi seems to say the whole Isser is dafka by a klicheres, and the Mephoshim explain because a klicheres is olul to be boileya, the dvorim hanimtsoim besoichoi. Elo shorei kori geref, and shomer glaim kori ovid. Also, likra is krishme kenegdem, hoyol umiyuchodim lekach. Rashi would seem more the lomdus of beis hakisei ovid, not the lomdus of toye. Umiyuchodim lekach, vavo pishein besoichem klumitz miyuchet aholdet, it's some emele, it's also. Umeir aglaim atzmon bekli sheinem miyuchet lehem. So memele, there it's enough a mayim, which is a machloikis, the Tanakama Rav Zaka. Let us see Taisvis. Geref shel rei, peirish rashi, shel cheres, belua. Mashmila peirushe, avo, because a cheres is boileya. Mashmila peirushe, avo, keili de loibola, kegoin schuchis, efshe de shori. Ubovad she yatul behem revius mayim, avul begeref efshel deloy mahani mayim. Now, l'chayre, what is the shaila that geref should help mayim? So l'chayre, perhaps the shaila was because the whole iser of the geref in the ovit is because of the meiraglaim habolua besoichom. I mean, we have to understand what's the shaila. What is the shaila of Taisvis? Avul begeref efshel deloy mahani mayim. That means Taisvis et sad efshel, it would help the mayim. I mean, the lechayre Taisvis held because, it could be Taisvis held the whole The whole Iser of the whole Iser is because of the Meir Aglaim Habaluah B'Soichom. So Memela, because of this Meir Aglaim, so let the Mayim help him avatel this Meir Aglaim. And the Teretz is, either it doesn't become Nivlal B'Soichoi, if no clue what the either it doesn't become Nivlal B'Soichoi, or it could be the whole heter is only Meir Aglaim, which is not Masriach, so that helps a Mayim to be Mevatel, but since this is Masriach, it won't help. That's L'chayra, one of the two Chilukim, that this is worse. If the Iser is out space Hakise, I don't know B'chlav, that even be a Havamine, to think that Mayim should help the situation. Al-Koponim, that's the sugya of Ovid and Geret. Now, let's go further. Bein lifnei hamite, bein la'acha hamite. There's no difference. A person has to be marchik, kenegdon, sai, this is behind the bed, or this is in front of the bed. Abshimim megamli aloimer, he says no. La'acha hamite, if the gerif is la'acha hamite, kairek. Then the person who is standing before the mita, this is behind the bed, so the person who is standing before the mita is permitted to be kairei. Lifnei amita einei kairei, avamachiku arbaamis. Lifnei amita, then one needs a chok of daladamis, the kairei. Rab Shimon ben Elozer oimer, afilu bayis mea amo lo yikro, ad she yaitziem oi she yenichem tachas amita. Rab Shimon ben Elozer says that Dalet Ames, a richuk of Dalet Ames will not help. Yes, the only way he's permitted is sheyitziyim or sheyinichem tachas amita. Now the Gemara is going back on Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Iboilu. Heichi komar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Acher hamita koire miyat. Does he mean, if the Ovid is out behind the mita, is koire miyat? Lifnei amita ma'achik aba amas v'koire. That's what he means. Aydu ma'achikam. La'acha hamita, then a richuk of dalad amas will help. V'koire. Lifnei hamita ene koire klaus. If it's lifnei amita, he also holds of Rav Shimon ben Elozer svor of kol habayis. Kedaladamis domi. No, la'acher amita, then they will help a richuk of daladamis al-koponim. Toshma, the sanya we learned in the Beraise, Rab Shimon ben Elozer oimer, there it says, acher amita kairei miyat, lifnei amita ma'achik arba amos. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, afele bayis mea amo, lo yikro ad she yetziyim, oi she yenichem tachas amita. So we see klor, that the Tanakame, that was makel, achar amita, means there's no necessity to make any helchoka whatsoever, and lifnei amita one needs only daladams. So the Gemara says, ba'ayin ifshitala, lamaisa we were poishit aboy. So we know klo, but we have a different problem. Masnaisi kashin adodi, but we now, in this baraisa, we switched them on the yomrim. The first baraisa, Rab Shimon Gamliel, was the one that said, that lefnei amite is daladamis and lach amite is leveloi klum. Rab Shimon Elozer was the machmer, and here it's punkfakert. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is the machmer, Rab Shimon Elozer is the mekel. So the Gemara says epech basreis. And this problem, we should be mahapach the man the yomrim, and we'll say again, Rab Shimon Elozer is the machmer. So the Gemara says machoz is the ifches basreis. Why am I mahapach the basreis? Epech kamaise, so the Gemara says, man shamed lei dome, kule bayis karba ames dome, Rab Shimon ben Elozer. We know all over Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds that kule bayis karba ames dome, so memele, so therefore, it's mestaba that Rab Shimon ben Elozer was the one that asked. Let us see Rashi. Bein lifnei amita, she'ein amita mafsekes beinoi lebeinom. Bein lacha amita, the mile of lacha amita, she'amita mafsekes beineim is osa. Aishinichem tachas amita galsinim, legalsinim kli besoich kli. Tachas amita, if it, the Rab Shimon ben Elozer that was mata tachas amita, So there is a lomdis, I call a bias kedalad al daladomi, kilo hayu tmunim ba'oret. Here there's a new svore, it's like tomun ba'oret, it's not even in the bias, it's tomun ba'oret. So da pasnish the svore kula bias kedalad al daladomi. Heichi kam rab shimon gamliel, so the Gemara says, ba'ayin if shitalon, shaylosenu nispar shalonu bechilut ben shebelef ne'mita la'acha amite, Umasnaise mi a koshin shahuchlefu shitosan. Lamaise, so the Gemara says, man shamat lo yadati heichon hi, where do we see that Rav Shimon ben Elazar was the one that held kula bayise kedalet amis domi. Agavuche, when one starts learning Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Brura, so he looks in the Berhetiv in the first simen, so the first simen is a tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov speaks about that the Zohar is machmer, that a person should not walk Dalad Amis without gising Negelvasa. And he says, Yeshlahoko b'shas adchak, keharashbe b'perek mish'eise kula bayis kedalad al dalad. So everyone thinks it's the Rashbe. You won't find any Rashbe in Mish'eise that speaks about it. The Rashbe is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even though we don't paskel like him, about kaponim, seems like Gabi Negelvasa, others wanted to be Seimich and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that kula beisa kedalad al dalad tomi. This is the Rashbe what the Shvus Yaakov brings down. Now, Omar Rav Yosef, now we have a very difficult Gemara in Pshat, to figure out Pshat in the Gemara. Boy mi nei me Rav Hune, mi te poches mi shloisha pshitali de chalavo tomi. Shloisha, that's no shayla. Shloisha, arbo, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmoine, tisha, mao. Omalei, lo yadana. I don't know. It's good shayla. Asore, vadai, loimi, boili. He says, asore, I don't have a shayla. Omar, abai, shaper, of this lo yibolach. That's very smart. He shouldn't have had a shayla by asore. Kol asore, reshusa, achitei. Omar, rove, so Rabbi was smachi ilches apoches mishloi shekelov adomi, asore reshus achitehi, and mishloi shad asore hainu de boi minei. Rav Yosef meravune, bloi poshet loi. Now, what are we speaking about? What is the shayla over here? So there's a machloikes arishayna. So Rashi says, pshitali b'meinichon tachas hamita, b'ragleho kitzorin, שאין אין מנה ולקרקע שלושה תפוחים, כלובו דומי, והרי הן כתמונים. That means so we're speaking about, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that said, כל הבייסו כדל דל דל דומי, that it's also, you have to take it out. But תחס המיטה, it's מוטה, so he says, if there's less than שלוש תפוחים, from the bottom of the meter to the ground, so ממילא, So that's poshet. Asore vaday lo yishalti mimenu denire ki ilu einei tachter me'ache sheyeshev se kol kach ein ze kisu. That if there's a reshus, so that's zichana kol da kisu. The shayla is from 3 to 9. That was the shayla. Now, L'chayre, according to Rashi's pshat, he says the whole Gemara is mefalpul according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. He says Rav Shimon ben Elazar was the one that said tachas hamita is muta. So according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Gemara klal the shayle, when will tach, what the halacha will be if there's from 3 tvachim to 9 tvachim. So the emison, this shayle is very understandable. Because there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Taf Yudam et Beis. The Gemara speaks about if a person is shoychev orum in a kilo, in a bed, and the Gemara says as follows, if the kilo is less than 10 tvachim high, so it is not considered a rishus, less than 10 tvachim is not considered a rishus, so it's called he is mechuse. So even though he's an orum, it is not considered that elvosay megula. He's mechusa. Masha enkein, if the kila is 10 tvachim high, so then it is considered a rishus, and it is not, it's a member of Shmuel there. and it's not considered that he's mechuse, it's considered that he's in a reshus, shel bosay megule, it's not considered a kisui, and he's also talen krishmi. So we see from the Gemara over there, there we also need a din kisui, and the Gemara makes a chilek between till 10 tvachim and 10 tvachim. Less than 10 tvachim is a shame kisui, and 10 tvachim is a shame rishus, which doesn't have a shame kisui. So here, according to Rashi, it seems this is the same shaila. The shaila was over here, that was the shaila. Here Rashi says, klo, that if it's 10 tvachim, it does not have a shame kisui. Ein ze kisui. So memele, so the whole shaila is according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Let us see the Rabbeinu Yoneh for 2 minutes. That's Rashi's pshat. That's very understandable. He brings down the Dibur HaMasel B'Gemara Amrinin, 3 lines after it starts the B'Gemara Amrinin. Uperish Rabbeinu Hai Goin Zal, Dohochi Mi Boilei. The shaila is as follows. And the shaila is, mi amrin, mita shem begove shloisha tvachim ke lovodom. If the mita is less than shloisha tvachim, we'll see from the Rabbeinu Hai going, the shaila is not according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, if the gerif is underneath the mita. The shaila is, if the, we're going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, achoirei hamita, achoirei hamita is mutter. Now, how tall does the mita have to be in order to be considered a chatzitze, to be mavdul between the to say that there's a hevdul? My machne ends by the mita. The mita is choitzitz between my machne and the gerev. So Rav Hai Goin learned that that's the shaila in the Gemara. So if the whole height of the mita is less than 3 tvachim. So it's not called a chatzitze. Shein begove shloisha tvachim kilovidom. Vim hagerif oimid la'acher hamite loy havi afsoke. So it's either not called a hefsik. To be chaitzitz between the gerif, it's called a aras michte. It's only called, it's like a bump in the karke. V'yitzach la'achik shira ba'amis. He learned it was a shayla in the Gemara, this girsoy. So loy mini kilovidom, v'amite him afsekes. V'yitzach la'achik ba'amis. The imtim tzolayim of the pachas mishloi shahav alovod, and that's not called a chitze. The tzorich lahachik arba ames mishloi shevatisha mai. What will be the loch? Mi amrinin kvar yotzo mi teiris lovod. This is more than 3 tvachim. So this is called a hefsik. So this is mafsik. Bein hageret the rest of the room, and it's mafsik. Oy dilme. Kivin she'ein shom goiva asore, loy danin alay mechitze. So doesn't have a shame mechitze. A mechitze legabi kol ha'teire kule, one needs a mechitze of asore tvachim. So since this is less than asore tvachim, loy havi hafsoke. So that's the shaila. Does it have a teiris hefsik or chetzitze? Legabi to be machshel, the rest of the machne. Because we see legabi, so yeah, one doesn't need all halachas of hevdol. A kisi is also enough. So maybe a havdole of that's 8 tvachim tall or 9 tvachim tall, that's enough to be machshel the machne. Asor like a miboili, the vade mechitzi. Uperesh ha-goin zal, v'nei shemin hogam hoyo, explains what the Gemara is speaking about, shemin hogam hoyo shahamitei shalahem kulan stumois. The mitos were mamish like a box. It wasn't like there were raglayim and the mito was in the luften. No, the mitos were mamish like a box. The kivin shleihoya odom the yochel oraisim shesh begoiva mito shemechitze muta. So since it's mamish muvsik, the gerif from the rest of the machne, so then it's sufficient. So the Rav Hai going loim shatn the Gemara is clearing a shaila, not according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and al kaponim according to Rav Hai going, we can begin to understand the lomdus of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is speaking about a mita that be'etzem is sosum, and the shaila of the Gemara is that when does it have to have a hilchus mechitza of kol ha'teire kula of 10 tvachim, or even less than 10 tvachim is also good. Omar Rav, Alochik Rav Shimon ben Elozer, v'chein Omar Bali, Omar Rav Yaakov, v'rod Bashmul, Alochik Rav Shimon ben Elozer. And so here we have Amoyre de Kechumre, if we pass it like that, that Kol Abay is Kedalad al Daladomi, and Memele, there's, and they won't help any Achoke. V'rod Omar, ein Alochik Rav Shimon ben Elozer, and it does help Achokes. Anu Maise, Rabachoi I Asiklei Lebrei Bei Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marse. Rabachoi was Isaac to marry off his son to the Mishpocha of Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marse. Aile Lechupe. So the son was brought into the Chupe, into the Cheder HaNesuin, Vayav Mistaye Milse. But his son was unable to be boiled. To be a Rishayna, to be a Smitzvah, the son was unable to be boiled. Ozel Basre, so his father came to find out, was Tutzach Do, was Do the Sibbe, Liyune, Choza Sefer Teire de Mancha. So he found there was a Sefer Teire in the room. Ama Alei Haichai Hashta Lo Yasoi, if I wouldn't have come, Sakanton Lebri, so Mamish, my son, would be in a Sakonis, Moves, of the einish of being boiled in a room where there's a sefer Torah. The sanye, bayish sheyesh by sefer Torah oy tefillin, also leshamish by esamite ad sheyitziem oy sheyeniem kli besoich kli. The only heter is either to take it out of the room or it should be kli besoich kli. Al kaponim, where he got this from, that this is a sakonis mavis veisach nish. Al kaponim, the Baraisa only says that it's also. But upon him, he understood that heichan advorim agim. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said that what kli besoich kli will help by tefillin loishanu ela bekeli she'enom kilyom. That is only a keli that is not miyuchet for the tefillin. So then, if one of the kelim is not miyuchet to hold the tefillin. So then we have a heter of kli besoich kli. Avol bekeli shuhu kilyon, a keli that's miyuchid, to hold tefillin, afilu asore moni kechad monedomi. The shaila applies a very shrichdike shaila by a mezuzah in a bedroom, if the mezuzah is in the inside of the room. If the mezuzah is on the outside of the room, there's no shaila. Is the mezuzah on the inside of the room? So I think Rabbi Yamin Silber brings down that if a person would put an extra wrapping around the mezuzah, automatically it would become kilyon, and therefore it would be also. The eighth is to put aluminum foil to cover the mezuzah each time, to put it on the aluminum foil, and the aluminum foil is only there b'shas tashmish. So then it is not kilyon. Then we have a heter of kli besoich kli, and one of the kelim is not miyuchid for the mezuzah. Let us see Rashi. Ayla lechupel namistaye milsed in nesuim shloihoye yoche livo. Sakantan lebri kemat sakantan es bni lemoves ba'oine sha'oven. Afilo asore moni vekulen kilyon kechad monedom.
Yeah.